Welcome to today's heartbeat, which I've called it, How Does Your Heart Beat? If we are truly Christ followers, if we are truly belong to the body of Christ, then our heart needs to beat one with the Lord. It's His heart within us that is beating. It is His heart that gives us life. It's Jesus' life in us that allows us to be truly the person that God created us to be. To be His gift in the world. Because we're all His gifts to each other in this world of ours. Then it makes you think, so how healthy am I in my heart beating? I'm not talking about physical health, that's another issue. You need to look after your own physical body. But spiritually, how am I making my heart beat with the right rhythm? With the actual correct, not just beat and rhythm, but like ability, distance of, you know, the heart beating so that the Holy Spirit in many ways is, you know, pushed, enthused, exudes out of our life, from our life. I often feel like there's some beautiful traditional prayers that we know in the Catholic Church that can help us stay in tune. And I'd like to share some with you. St. Patrick, and the Irish bishop, of wrote a prayer. And he invoked God's protection and asked Jesus to surround him, guide him, and live inside of him. And especially for the person reciting the prayer, it goes like this. Christ be with me, Christ within me. Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me. So the whole centrality is on Christ, and He's before us, with us, behind us, beside us, wins us over, comforts and restores us. It's just completely in our life. We're surrounded by Christ. We're enthused, we're imbued. You know when you get an oil and it has this smell? Well, we should have the smell of Jesus. We should have that scent, that beautiful aroma that just comes out of the pores of our skin. Of Jesus, of generosity, of love, of graciousness, of forgiveness, of kindness. How beautiful if that was the aroma of our life. Saint Francis of Assisi wrote this beautiful prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, ever joy. Lord, may I not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. Because it is in giving that we receive, in pardoning that we are pardoned, and like may we all have eternal life with you. And if you just meditated upon those two prayers, wow, it's God within us. It's the heartbeat of Him. Say the Our Father, say the Hail Mary, say the Glory Be, all of it centrally around Jesus, Lord, what He's done. Prayers of the Rosary, meditating upon the face of God, meditating upon the incidents in Jesus' life from the beginning of time, basically, or till His birth, till one day when he comes again. And we meditate and pray and think upon these things, and it brings us life. What's your heart beating like today? Are you allowing your heart to re-change its beat, work on its beat if it's wrong, out of tune with God, not working properly, doing your own rhythm, because you can see it by the fruits of your labor. If you're in the rhythm of God, then you can see goodness come out of what you do, how you speak, what happens in your life. Only you can answer that. How is your heart beating today? Is Jesus the center? Is that heartbeat? We'll see you again next week.